This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, and we love hearing from you. As always, if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls. Next segment, we're going to be talking to one of my favorite authors, Steve Taubman. He wrote a book that I read many years ago called Unhypnosis, which I consider to be one of the most important books I've ever read. Steve is a chiropractor. He's a hypnotist. He's a motivational speaker. He's a health coach. He's also a mindset trainer, and we are going to talk to Steve today about how to deal with what's going on in the world, living in cultural anxiety. Steve Taubman coming up at the bottom of the hour. I highly encourage you to stick around and listen to Steve. He's got all kinds of great stuff to say. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you know where to go. BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 and ask about joining the Brightside Ben team and taking control of your financial life and helping change the world with the power of nutrition by starting a home-based business. Call 866-735-2470 for information or click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Steve Taubman, Dr. Steve Taubman, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about cultural anxiety and how we can deal with cultural anxiety using timeless techniques. Steve Taubman, bottom of the hour. All right, we've been talking about the nature of fats and fat metabolism, as well as the nutrients that are involved and how the body processes and handles, metabolizes, and stores fats, i.e. lipids. Fats and lipids are pretty much synonymous. According to MedPage today, 73% of Americans are obese or overweight. That is shocking. 3 out of 4 of us are obese or overweight compared to 1960, a mere 60 years ago, when 31% of us were carrying too much poundage. One of the effects of obesity is the suppression of the immune system. With all the noise and nonsense in the media and in the world of medicine about viruses and vaccines and masks and lockdowns, it seems very ironic that Americans report snacking and eating more and spending more dollars on pizza and burgers and junk foods in general. It's no accident that obesity is a major risk factor for viral infection. It's no accident that obesity is a major risk factor for symptomology and hospitalizations and ultimately death. And it seems logical, at least to me, to think that the rates of infection and hospitalizations and deaths are just as much or even more, about how we take care of ourselves or how we don't take care of ourselves than it is about some kind of viral attack. And, of course, the more weight you're carrying, the more body fat you're carrying, the more nutrients you're going to need. So if you're not supplementing anyway, and now you're carrying extra poundage, you're going to be even more nutritionally deficient, especially in fat-metabolizing nutrients. Those are the ones we've been talking about here for the last few months. We talked about vitamin B4, i.e. choline. Choline is a fatty nutrient important for the processing of fats. Chol, C-H-O-L, like in cholesterol, means bile. And bile is the quintessential fat processing substance in the body. And choline goes to making bile. Choline derivatives are a major component of bile. Using choline supports bile. And supporting bile is one of the most important things you could do for overall health, to reduce chronic degenerative diseases, to help detoxify the body, and to help support the immune system. Choline is important for all fat processes in the body. Choline is known for protecting against fatty liver disease, for improving neurological functioning. Remember, the brain and the nervous system are very dependent on fats. Choline is important for blood sugar control, and choline may actually be a weight loss supplement for the obese. It improves fat burning. And supplementation with choline has been linked to weight loss. Also, because of the relationship between body fat and the female hormone estrogen, which is made in body fats, made in fat cells, which are called adipocytes. Adipose tissue is fatty tissue. Adipocytes are fat cells, and estrogen is produced in fat cells. And there's a connection between choline and estrogenic diseases. Fibromyalgia is an estrogenic disease. Endometriosis is an estrogenic disease. Reproductive cancers are estrogenic diseases. Fibroids and cysts involve estrogen. Autoimmunity involves estrogen. So choline can help you with all of these things. This stuff's super important, folks. And you don't hear anybody talking about this stuff. Vitamin B4, you can make some, that's true. But you'd be wise to supplement if you're dealing with any of these health challenges, if you have body fat issues, estrogen issues. Pregnant women need more choline. Postmenopausal women need more choline. And there's literature that suggests that supplementing with choline may be helpful for women with breast cancer, which makes perfect sense if you understand the relationship of fat and breast cancer and the relationship between fat and choline. According to a November 2, 2012 article and study published in the journal Cancer Science, consumption of choline and its derivative, betaine, and we'll talk about betaine here in a sec. Betaine is derived from choline. In fact, choline and betaine go back and forth. Consumption of choline and betaine are inversely associated with the risk of breast cancer. Choline and betaine are very similar molecules and have a lot of similarities. So if choline is good for something, betaine is going to be good for that too. Choline is considered a vitamin. Betaine is not considered a vitamin. But nonetheless, betaine is a super, super important nutrient, underappreciated nutrient. Most people don't even think of it as a nutrient. It has some really important nutritional properties. Usually when we talk about betaine, as we said yesterday, we're referring to betaine HCl, a carrier for hydrochloric acid. HCl is hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloric acid. It's a piece of betaine, a piece of hydrochloric acid. The chemical structure of betaine allows it to carry HCl very effectively, which is convenient. HCl is obviously pretty strong stuff, pretty caustic stuff. They can't really transport it effectively. You can't sell it effectively. It doesn't sit on the shelf very effectively. And you have to get a prescription for it. But by using betaine HCl, the molecule becomes much more stable, and you get your HCl. You get your hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid is important for breaking down proteins. It's important for the absorption of minerals. It's important for the absorption of B vitamins. HCl acts as a natural antimicrobial, protecting against food poisoning, which occurs much more often than we know. Bouts of diarrhea or just plain old digestive distress, nausea, vomiting can go under the radar. A lot of people don't know they've been affected by a foodborne pathogen. They think they just got the stomach flu, or they think they just have some kind of bug or something. They don't know it actually came in a lot from the fish that they just ate, or the seafood they just ate, or even the lettuce or vegetables they just ate. Food poisoning, it's estimated there's almost 80 million cases of food poisoning that occur every year, accounting for over 300,000 hospitalizations and even deaths. Thousands of deaths are attributed to food poisoning every year. And like I say, a lot of people don't even know they have food poisoning. Low stomach acid can predispose you to food poisoning. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls in just a sec. Dr. Steve Taubman will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I'm just really excited to speak with Steve. He's
somebody whose work I've been following for many years. I read his first book, I think it was his first book, about 15 years ago, and I consider it to be one of the most important books that I read. I keep two copies of it. He's got a couple of new books. Buddha in the Trenches, The Timeless System for Developing Unshakable Performance Under Pressure. His second book is called Bulletproof. He's a chiropractor and a motivational speaker, a hypnotist, and a mindset and health coach, and I am super stoked to talk to Dr. Taubman at the bottom of the hour. I hope you will stick around and listen to him, especially if you're dealing with any kind of anxiety issues, which is understandable in this crazy time we're living in. His topic is living in cultural anxiety. We're going to talk to Steve about that. This too shall pass. All things pass. The nature of life is change. Especially when we're dealing with something that's crappy in our lives, there's this tendency to think it's never going to change. There's this tendency to think that when we're dealing with something stressful, anxiety-inducing, something that's pushing our buttons, there's this tendency to think that our buttons will constantly stay pushed, that whatever we're dealing with is always going to be there, and the nature of life is impermanence. Everything's impermanent. It always changes. And this idea that we're stuck in one way of seeing the world, we're stuck in one way of thinking about the world, is literally, by definition, a trance. That's what a trance is. One-pointed focus, by definition. So when we are in a state of anxiety or any kind of negative state that doesn't serve our long-term goals and dreams and visions, rest assured, you're in a trance state. If you're stuck in a way of thinking and you don't want to think that way, but you still seem stuck in it, that's the definition of a trance. You're in a hypnotic trance. That's what unhypnosis is about, by the way, is breaking the trance. That's what the bright side is about. It's about breaking the trance. And as any good hypnotist will tell you, the best way to get into a trance is with repetition. Repetition leads to trance-like behavior. Why do you think that all this crappy stuff, bad information, is being repeated and repeated and repeated? And why do you think that anything that is not in alignment with the crappy information that's being fed to us is censored? Because the powers that be that are trying to achieve a goal here, use your imagination, whatever that goal you think that goal is, but clearly they're trying to achieve a goal, they know that repetition is important for a compliant and a domesticated population. That's why you turn off the news, people. Don't listen to the news. They're putting you in a trance, a hypnotic trance. Everything about watching TV and watching a talking head tell you about what the facts are is congruent with trance-producing. Even looking at the talking head puts you into a hypnotic trance. Everything about the news, whether it doesn't have to be on TV, even on the internet, even on the radio, is about putting us in a hypnotic trance that does not serve us as individuals. It serves the herd. It serves the mass. It serves the power structure that controls the mass, really. It doesn't serve the herd. It doesn't serve the herd any more than the slaughterhouse serves the sheep. It serves the shepherd. It serves the masters of the sheep. Be wary and be very, very, very penurious, cheap with giving away your attention. When we pay attention, we're giving away our attention. We're paying attention, which is our most important resource. Cash is an important resource, sure. We pay cash and we decide where we're going to pay our cash or our money. But our attention is an even more valuable resource. So you want to be very economical with your attention and be very careful who you're paying it to. If it's not empowering to you, if it doesn't make you better in your life, don't pay it. Don't give them your money, your attention money. All right, 844-236-6010. Hang on, we'll get you in just a sec. I thought this was a couple interesting articles that I read today. One, glucosamine supplements may reduce risk of death just as much as regular exercise. How interesting is that? Glucosamine is so, so darn important. Exercise is important too, of course. According to this article on the study from the website Study Finds, 65% glucosamine can reduce the risk of death by up to 65%. This is from data that was accumulated from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the NHANES study, they call it, between 1999 and 2010. Patients who took glucosamine supplements, even after accounting for smoking and for lack of exercise, age, etc., even for accounting for these other factors, the research team's analysis showed that taking glucosamine and chondroitin on a daily basis for at least a full year is linked to a 39% drop in all-cause mortality and a 65% death risk in cardiovascular-related fatalities. That makes perfect sense when you understand that glucosamine is critical for building of connective tissue. The heart is dependent on connective tissue. The structure of the body is dependent on connective tissue. The immune system is dependent on connective tissue. Do you know cancer itself works, partially at least, via the destruction of connective tissue, and building strong connective tissue is a major anti-cancer strategy. And nothing better. There's a lot of things important for building connective tissue, especially vitamin C, but glucosamine is really, really important. I want to say vitamin C is probably more important, but glucosamine and vitamin C are a great 1-2 punch for building that connective tissue and supporting your body's structure as well as your body's metabolic and immune system processes. All right, let's go to Elaine in Alaska and say good morning. What's up, Elaine? How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I feel like, have you ever seen the movie The Matrix?
Oh, many times. If it's not my favorite movie, it's certainly one of my favorite movies.
We rewatched it.
You got to watch it multiple times.
I feel like this is what we're living in. So, you know, and I'm calling to give encouragement. I don't know if you've been keeping up with Alaska, but so we don't have a mayor right now. The last mayor, he resigned because he got caught doing porn on a pedophile website.
In his office?
He first denied it, and then October 23rd, he resigned. He said, you know, I'm sorry, it was blah, blah, blah. So now we have this acting mayor, and she, oh, my gosh, she has locked down the city so much.
But you're not having a problem. Is there a big problem there?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh, yeah. So that's a whole other thing where they just run these numbers, and the cases, and it's like, this is unbelievable. So, you know, as a small business owner, I get so discouraged and down.
Don't let it get to you.
So last week, I get this text, and I got to keep, you know, I feel like I'm in the Matrix because this is all, like, underground. I can't say names. I can't say where, but I got this text of, hey, come, there's going to be a small business meeting at this certain location at this certain time, early in the morning, 8 a.m.
You have to do it underground, basically?
Yeah, 250 small business owners. So don't get discouraged.
Well, hang on, Elaine. I want to talk to you some more. We're out of time, but I want to talk to you some more about this. Can you call back on our next show?
I'll call.
I want to talk to you about all this stuff.
All right, thanks, Elaine.
Bye. All right, Steve Taubman coming up with us. Dr. Steve Taubman, we're going to talk about being bulletproof in this crazy, crazy age of cultural anxiety. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thursday night football, the L.A. Rams stopped the surging New England Patriots 24-3. With about 10 minutes left in the game, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick pulled quarterback Cam Newton out of the game. Asked after the game, Bill made it clear Cam is still his guy.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton, after their seventh loss this season, the first time since 2002 the Patriots have lost this many games in a season.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. You know, we just got to be better. And it starts with me personally. Just have to make more plays, and that's what it comes down to. Just doing what I'm asked. I just still go on to each and every week with the mentality to keep getting better, and that's what I plan on doing. We just have to be better collectively, and he's right. And I think we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did, and they made more plays than us, so it led to them winning.
Next, the Patriots play Miami on the 20th, and the Rams host the winless Jets. President Trump announced another Middle East peace deal Thursday. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. You could purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business by calling 866-735-2470 or clicking on the links at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information on all our websites. And also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. We've got holiday specials, all Truth treatments, have been formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. As it turns out, when you heal wounds, you beautify the skin. Thus are 1,400 plus, almost 1,500 four- and five-star reviews, which you can check out for yourself at truthreviewed.com. Truth Treatments are all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am super, super, super stoked to talk to our guest today. I've been following his work now for 15 years or so since I read his first book. I think it was his first book called Unhypnosis. I keep two copies of it. I still refer back to it all the time. It's all dog-eared and highlighted. I'm reading his new book now, Bulletproof, and he's the author of multiple books. He's a mindset specialist, a chiropractor, a hypnotist, and also an unhypnotist. And we'll talk about that. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Steve Taubman. Hey, Dr. Steve.
Ben, what a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, man. I am a huge fan. Unhypnosis is one of the most important books I've ever read. So a cute little book. It doesn't take long to read. I've read it numerous times. The idea that we're in that we need to be unhypnotized more than we need to be hypnotized is so, when I first read it, it was so powerful to me. And I believe we are all entranced. And this doesn't serve us. In fact, most of our misery is a result of entrancement, do you think?
Oh, 100%. I just got off the phone with a woman who's been stuck in grief for the loss of her mother for over a year. Mm. And it's just one more example of how we get stuck in our heads, yeah, you know, trying to use our brain to move us to the next level because we don't understand how to access the inner wisdom. And that's just because of the trance we're living in. It's this, you know, kind of box that we've got ourselves stuck in.
So you know you're a 21st century Buddha, right? I mean, everything you're talking is ancient wisdom. Everything. I haven't heard one thing you said that's not ancient wisdom.
It's true. I can't claim having invented any of this myself. It's really the having been exposed to brilliance and wisdom over the years, and all that starts from, you know, what I think for all of us starts with our own personal need to make sense of this crazy world we're living in.
I love it. That's exactly right. It's the most important thing to do, is to make sense of this crazy world or find meaning in this crazy world that we live in. You said something interesting. You said, before I get into that, what did you tell this gal about her grief? How did you deal with it?
Well, you know, I'll tell you how this all started. It was, I'm going through grief myself right now. I lost my beautiful dog, Woody, just 2 weeks ago. And he was, you know, really kind of, you know, you invest so much of yourself, especially if you're a single person, invest so much of yourself in your dog. And so I was struggling with, you know, how to make sense of it and how to make myself move through it elegantly. And she witnessed some of that through my writings and got in touch with me. And my initial response was, I said, you know, there's an old Buddhist story. I said, there's a story about a woman who brings her son to the guru and says, could you tell my son to stop eating sugar? And the guru says, sure, bring him back next week. So the woman comes back with her son the following week and presents the kid to the guru. The guru says, stop eating sugar. And the woman says, couldn't you have said that last week? The guru says, well, last week
you told me to
tell you.
So you told her to stop eating sugar. Yeah, you could tell people things, right? That's the point. You can just tell people things. But it doesn't always work.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the point of that story was he said, I had to first stop eating sugar myself. And, you know, he couldn't. And so that was the case for me. It's like I couldn't really give her any wisdom about letting go of grief until I started doing it myself. Mm. And then I felt like I could be of some greater use. So what I told her after having gone through this hellacious week of learning how to let go is that it's very easy for us to get caught in the thought process that leads to grief. You know, we can keep on replaying the same thing. It's clinging. Again, ancient wisdom. What is suffering? Clinging and craving.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much of grief is resistance to grief? Resistance to feeling grief.
Absolutely. I think all of it. I think it's, you know, now, that's not to say, well, it should just be a snap of the fingers and super easy, but at least we could set the intention that this is just me being stuck. This is now, not that I have the necessary strength yet to move beyond it, but let me at least acknowledge that if I were able to like live my commitment, my commitment is to live free of craving and clinging, then I would move through it. I would be able to be bigger than this.
You know, I had the same experience. I lost a dog. You know, I know what you're talking about. You get attached, and I lost it, and I remember crying and being totally distraught, like I was stuck in my room. I was immobilized for 3 days, and then after 3 days, it went away. And I could talk about, I couldn't talk about it, I couldn't think about it. I mean, it was just so awful. One of the most, if not the most awful experience of my life. But it just lifted after 3 days of experiencing the deepest suffering that I could possibly experience. I mean, I know that might sound silly to some folks, but it was really deep suffering.
Ben, I think what you did there was what a lot of people are afraid to do, and that is to experience it. And I said this to the woman, too. I said, you know, most of the people I've met along the way who are stuck in a feeling that was meant to be temporary is because they were unwilling to experience what they were meant to experience while it was going on the first time.
How much of it involves fear of change?
All of it.
All of it is about fear of change, huh? Everything, all suffering is about fear of change.
It is, because if you woke up tomorrow and your life were completely different, you wouldn't know it unless you remembered the day before.
That's right. That's right. So it's our mind and our memory that makes humans exquisitely built to suffer.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we need to practice the craft of unhypnotizing ourselves.
Love it. It's a craft, right? The skill set.
Yeah, it's not a default. You know, we're not born with that. I think it's something about our natural wiring, or maybe the way we're raised, that makes us feel like everything's supposed to be the way it always was. I mean, I'm comfortable with things the way they are. Don't change them on me.
Now, you work with a lot of athletes. How much of what you're talking about here is like taking athletic skills, the mental game of being an athlete, and applying it to life?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's the same thing, and it shows up particularly with athletes who are experiencing, you know what they call the yips?
Kickers, field goal kickers get the yips.
Yeah,
Steve Blast. You ever hear this guy, Steve Blast, for the Pirates?
Yeah.
Yeah, the yips, right? Do you work with the yips? Or people who have the yips?
Yep, I work with the yips.
Yep. What do you tell them? Is it mindfulness? And I want to talk about mindfulness here in a sec. Is that how you deal with the yips, through mindfulness?
Yeah, exactly. What happens is that people, they start fearing their fear. Uh-oh, what if I get up there and I get in my head? Uh-oh. And then, you know, who's saying, what if I get in my head? It's your head saying, what if I get in my head? So what I do is I teach people how to directly experience themselves rather than experience themselves through the filter of their own minds or brains.
And you do that, you use this thing called mindfulness, which we hear all the time, but we don't really hear it defined, just what exactly it is. So when we come back, maybe you could talk to us a little about mindfulness, what it is, why it's important, and how we can leverage it, especially these days, as we're living in cultural anxiety as a world in general. All right, thanks, Steve. We'll be back right after this, okay? Steve Taubman on The Bright Side. Stick around. We got more to say. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Steve Taubman. His books are Buddha in the Trenches, Bulletproof, which I'm reading right now, Steve, and also Unhypnosis, one of my all-time favorite books. So it seems like all things we're talking about that lead to the suffering, this kind of collective cultural angst that we're all dealing with, or many of us are dealing with, involves fear of change, resistance, entrancement. How can we first of all, what is mindfulness? And then how can we use it? What are some techniques and some strategies that we can use to kind of break us free or unhypnotize ourselves, if you will?
Well, the first thing to recognize is that what mindfulness is non-judgmental awareness, the capacity to be in whatever you're in, whether it's something that's happening outside of you or something that's happening inside of you, that is perhaps a mood or an emotion or something that you may inherently not like, you may want to push it away, but what mindfulness is the practice of learning how to observe that which is without pushing it away, without judging, without creating aversion or resistance to it, because you come to recognize from practice that nothing is permanent. This too shall pass. And if I can just be with it, embrace it, allow it, then it will move more elegantly beyond me. I won't be stuck inside of it if I'm not using my head to try to figure out how to get out of it.
So I love that, non-judgmental awareness. Would you say that's a definition of mindfulness?
Or is it? Yeah, when I first studied mindfulness, we were told that mindfulness was the combination of awareness and equanimity. And equanimity essentially is the capacity to see things as if they are
equal.
They're not, one thing is not better nor worse than
love
the other.
It.
Right?
Love
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
There's a great quote from the third Zen patriarch.
The great way is easy. Is it the great way is easy for those? Isn't that awesome? I love that.
For those who have no preferences.
You know, I was thinking about that just this morning, and I thought it's the great way is easy for those. I didn't know if preferences was the right word, because preferences mean, there was another word, I can't forget what it was, but there was another word I thought of. The great way is easy for those who think everything's equal, kind of. That whole idea of equanimity, where all experiences are just experiences, and isn't mindfulness when you can granulate or pixelate your experience so you can see what it's built up of instead of having a gestalt?
Well, hearing you say that, Ben, just does my heart you know, it does my heart good, because that's something that most people never get to. And when you look at it that way, and let's see if we could break that down for people who haven't the slightest idea what you mean by that. If you were to take yourself in a particular moment of stress or anxiety, or let's say controversy, you had a fight with your girlfriend, and you're all hyped up and you are excited about, you know, only one thing, and that is proving her wrong. That's pretty much the that's as non-pixelated a picture of the things we possibly have. So, you know, you're like watching this movie from far enough away that it's like, oh yeah, you know, this is a bad situation, I've got to fix it. Well, pixelating it or granulating it, as you described, means you get closer and closer and closer and closer to the situation until you realize it's just made up of, like you said, like little tiny things. It's just
things. No, you can't say what they are. They're units of experience or something.
Units of experience.
Right?
Did I? Because, I don't know if I used this metaphor, Ben, in one of my books, but I remember having an experience that really brought this home to me, if I've got a moment to share it. Mm-hmm. I was at Disney World. It was in the Epcot Center, and they used to do this thing. They may still do it. I don't know. At night, they'd have this light show, and they would project these lights and also film clips onto the spray of water. It was like this giant fountain. So the spray would go up like 50 feet in the air, and then it became like a screen.
Like
and they
image.
Were showing scenes from, an image. They were showing a part of The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Mickey Mouse. And it was a very scary thing with loud music. And I remember thinking, this has got to be scary for little kids. But if that kid who was scared were to walk towards it rather than run from it.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But eventually they realized it was just droplets of water. It had no
substance. Awesome.
Right?
Did you ever hear this guy, Douglas Harding? He wrote on Having No Head.
Yes, on Having No Head.
Yeah. He talks about going closer and closer and closer to a person until you see, like, you know that exercise I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
He says that we all our problems are only located in a certain scale, at a certain scale. And if you go smaller and smaller and smaller, or larger and larger and larger, there's no more problems.
Right. Yeah, that's genius.
Isn't that genius?
Right. I mean, you know, and that allows us, you see, that's why mindfulness is a practice, and we'll talk about how to practice it.
Yeah.
But it's a practice because our natural tendency is to stay at the scale at which this is a problem.
Yeah, and it's just a very narrow scale in the scheme of things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, we're hooked at it. We're stuck in there. It's really silly when you think about it. Like, if that lady with the grief would zoom out to outer space or to the cosmos or zoom in to the cell or microcell, there'd be no more problems. And, I mean, I'm not being glib or trying to, you know, minimize her sadness. But it's funny how, no matter how traumatizing your issue is, it's only at a very narrow point in terms of the scale of things.
And that's why equanimity is so important, because it's the fact that we're not treating with equanimity that we hold on, like, you know, with a tight grasp.
Yeah.
One angle. It's like, don't tell me not to suffer.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's exactly right. It's like we feel almost like we wallow in it, or we feel almost like it's. Is it a weird pleasure, Steve? Do you think?
I think it's an addiction. This is what the neurologists are telling us now. A lot of the neuroscientists are showing us that our experience of anguish is an addiction to a neurochemical
cortisol.
Cortisol or any number of other, you know, adrenaline or whatnot, but there's there's something happening, the neurochemistry at the cellular level, that we are used to a certain emotional state, and if we don't get it, we almost get anxious.
That's so weird how we human beings, we're kind of messed up here. All right, we only have a couple of minutes. How do we leverage mindfulness here? Like,
so
literally, exercises.
Okay, a quick exercise for you. I call it, it's the washing the dishes exercise. And that's where, as you're washing your dishes, you wash each dish as if it were a cherished child. You know, instead of, you know, talking on the phone and watching TV and listening to the radio and thinking about the fight you had with your husband, just wash each dish as if it were a cherished child. Even though it seems kind of silly, what you're doing is you're exercising your capacity to stay in the moment, to revere and give great love to the thing you're doing right now. And it allows you to pixelate. It allows you to micro-experience this moment rather than letting yourself get caught in this big morass of thought.
You sure you're not a Zen monk, Steve? That's how. That's how. I think you're a closet Zen monk there. You're in disguise. Chop wood, carry water. You ever hear that? Chop wood, carry water.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That was one of the first books on this topic I read. It's a great book.
Yeah, it's really powerful. And I love how these are things that have been in the cultural mind since for like 5,000 years. Like, people understood the mechanisms of the mind, or at least understood that you have to understand the mechanisms of the mind if you want to have a successful, actualized life. So do you work with patients, like, individually with these things, if somebody was interested?
I do. And what I'm doing right now is I've been kind of honing in on two areas in particular. One is chronic pain, because we discovered that people who are in chronic pain are almost always holding on to something emotional that's keeping them from letting go of pain. And anxiety. Those two areas are two of the areas that are most manifest as a result of not being mindful. So if we could teach people these skills, we could have them shed layers of resistance to their lives that are showing up as physical or emotional pain.
I love it. Do you know, have you heard of John Sarno?
Yeah. Right now I'm partnering up with a guy who's another big devotee of Sarno's, and a lot of the work we're doing right now is directly Sarno-related.
That is awesome. Sarno was talked about chronic pain and holding on. Exactly, just that. You know, the whole mind-body thing, it's so logical when you think about it, because the mind controls everything. It's not, you know, it's only in the last 20, 30 years it's been recognized medically, but it's just a perfectly logical way to look at things. And I really appreciate your perspective on all of this stuff. One last tip for people who are dealing with angst, cultural angst, with what's going on in the world today. What do you say to people?
The thing that I always say to everybody is don't believe everything you think.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, your mind, you know, don't believe thine own bullcrap. That's what I tell people. All right, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Steve. It was wonderful, and I'm a big fan, and you're doing beautiful, beautiful work. Thank you, Steve.
Ben, what a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, buddy. Dr. Steve Taubman, his book is Bulletproof. His other book is Unhypnosis, which I highly recommend. And then also Buddha in the Trenches. His website is stevetaubman.com, T-A-U-B-M-A-N. And that is all for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.